Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
We got to start with the big game last night at the United Center. I was a little worried at tip-off whether or not the crowd would fill out, but it did, and they saw red indeed. Bulls were up by as many as 23 points. They end up eking out a 115-111 win over last year's sixth seed, the Detroit Pistons, and that's it. If you needed an understanding of what this team can be, a pleasant surprising win where I feel like the team moved the ball even better than they did at the second half of last season. We saw really established, I think, floor sets as well, focusing on players that we know are going to be part of the future, like Modest Bouzelis, like Josh Giddey, of course, and making do without guys like Kobe White. That was a good win for the team. To start off like that strong, I think it speaks to a lot of what we talked about when we did our predictions. They're going to keep this going with this concept. These same players, they want to run, they want to score points. And what we saw was, number one, pleasing to the United crowd, which I feel like was good to go to the United Center and give them a win. But also, best thing they could do after that play-in game was to show up last night at home, and they did just that.
They got a chance to win the game, and I was in immediate contrast and compare mode, because do you remember their first game last season that was at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder and how that went? It was almost juxtaposed as opposite day compared to what we saw last night.
It was, because even in that game, what did we joke about? How you and I were both like, wait a second, how the Thunder get up by 19 points so quickly? And the Bulls get up by 23. And they kept that lead. You know, they got into a big lead in the first quarter. We saw what they were able to do shooting. What was it? They held the Pistons to 36% from the floor in that first quarter. And then we saw the Bulls shoot 48%. And that's really how they carried at least the first three frames until about, what, 9-10 minutes left in the game?
Let's just say the fourth quarter didn't exactly go their way. They got outscored 32-21 in the fourth. And the Pistons, look, my favorite thing about the NBA, or one of my favorite things, I should say, because it's not my favorite thing, everybody makes a run. So, like, games that you think are almost over are almost never all the way over. And we had to go down inside the last 15 seconds to a crucial call, a review, and the determination that Josh Giddey indeed was fouled by Cade Cunningham to understand that, hey, it could have been the Pistons with no shot clock, a chance to win the game down one if that call doesn't get reversed and the foul's not called on Cade Cunningham.
It was smart. It was smart of Billy Donovan to challenge once we did see that foul. Cade Cunningham did make contact with Giddey. We thought it was a turnover initially, and frankly, I'm used to seeing turnovers from the Bulls. I saw a lot of them. You know, and that's a few years running now. So I was like, oh, man, what a bad time to have a turnover. But the challenge was correct, and it ended up going in favor of the Bulls, and that really helped seal the game for them. Also, I want to get this started now. I think we should just keep the phone lines open, 312-644-6767, because I know people like to call us, talk to us about basketball, especially after the first game of the year, pivotal game. So we'll do that for you. The biggest part of it to me was also – I feel like even in transition when we're talking about it with Brandon Fryer, for example.
I'm sorry if I got a little over the top.
No, don't be sorry. People on the text line liked your fire and your passion. 224 says, don't apologize for that passion, Marshall. Love your work. Have a great show, you two.
Oh, thanks.
And 630 says, strong stuff, Marshall. But that's kind of the point. You're trying to figure out, with a lot of this season, you're going to try to figure out how much of what we saw out of the Bulls in March and April of last season was fool's gold. That's part of this. How much of that was other teams resting players, was other teams feeling like they needed to tank, for example. And the best thing they can do is show you that they're going to come out against a playoff team like Detroit, who, as Adam Amin and Stacey King pointed out during the broadcast, were remarkably improved from the season prior for them. So that was 23-24. J.B. Bickerstaff is a very respected coach in the league. You come out and you perform in that manner. That shows that you're trying to chip away at that thought, and you're doing so in the right ways. I was very impressed with what we saw offensively. I asked this question to Adam Amin when he was on our show earlier this week, Marshall, if the Bulls could possibly play at a faster pace than what they played at in those last 2 months of the season. Not only do I feel like they did that, the offensive sets were deliberate. Billy Donovan was asked about the ball movement last night.
Just curious about your emphasis on cutting this year. It feels like that's been a much bigger part of your offense. Obviously, Modest had the big dunk on that. But what is sort of the commentary from you guys internally about any sort of emphasis you're putting on that this year, maybe more than less?
Yeah, I mean, we've put a lot on it. Just from the perspective, I think, you go through the offseason, you talk to the players and stuff, and you always kind of pick their brain. Where do we got to get better? And I think one area we all knew we had to get better, it was in the half court, right? Because we were that team where if we really, really ran and that got shut off or the game got slowed or there was dead balls or fouls and we were playing a lot in the half court, we at times struggled, you know, with that. And for us, we've got to get bodies off of us, and we don't have like a player that you're just going to put the ball in his hands and just say, okay, go manufacture a shot, just go get one. And maybe you force to double team, and that creates ball movement. So we have to do it kind of collectively, because we're just not built like that team-wise. And I've always felt like the whole's got to be better than the parts. And that's why I like what Trey did at the end of the game with Vooch, because even those two guys were playing pick and roll. I mean, outside of Vooch making a couple floaters, everybody else kind of touched the ball a little bit, you know. And because Vooch's a good passer, I think cutting around him helps us. But we have to do that because, you know, listen, Detroit's a very good defensive team. They're very, very physical. You just get bogged down in the half court and there's very, very limited movement, we're going to have a hard time.
Well, that tells you everything you need to know.
I think, and this is why I try to explain to people that this team should be better than last year's team and that the 15-5 at the end is not a misrepresentation of what they are in the regular season. Billy Donovan is a great coach. All of the players that play for Billy Donovan clearly believe in him and will run through a wall for him. They are here to execute what, honestly, for a player is a fun system where we're just going to continue to run and run and run some more. And everybody's going to get shots up because guess what? There's enough shots to go around because we're on the run.
Cardio for everybody.
Cardio for everybody. And understanding that last year was the first time for several of those players to go through that with Billy. Two things. One, Josh Giddey, trying to adjust in a new city with a new team and understanding that Zach LaVine was still here for the first half of the season. Another thing, trade deadline. Players who were acquired at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Look at how seamlessly guys like Trey Jones and Zach Collins and Kevin Huerter all fit into this offense. It didn't take as long as it normally does. And now they've had a whole offseason. They understand what the plan is. Everyone is on board with what we're trying to do here. And knowing that even though defensively you're not where you want to be, there are elements of that that can improve with the return of Jones, the return of Ayo Dosunmu, with hopefully the eventual return of Zach Collins and obviously Kobe White, but also Isaac Okoro as an addition of the guy. I ain't here to score points. I'm here to play defense and provide a level of physicality that was sorely missing many times throughout last season. And understanding that other teams don't play hard every night and you can just literally outrun them on nights, that's why I think this team is going to be a playoff team this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Cheer.
No, I feel like it makes sense. And it's like what I think Robbie Triano said in our prediction segment. They show us where this roster didn't, like, show us where this roster got worse. Now, they traded Zach LaVine midseason. So, you know, they started with him. So you could argue that anytime somebody earns the max, they're an all-star. Yeah. That's a good player. If you don't have one of those on your team, it's a problem. I argue Vooch could have made the All-Star team last year fairly easily. And that would have also illustrated that the roster was not as different. So you can take that for what it's worth. But what we saw, it's so hard to me in the NBA to just come out and say, we need to get better in the half court. How many decades of playoff discussions have we had where we're saying that team isn't good enough in the half court? So Billy's like, we wanted to get better at this. And so far we've seen them be able to do so. The Bulls were up by as many as 23 points in this game. And as we said, they were shooting at an excellent clip and playing well enough defensively before the Pistons made, I think, some adjustments in the fourth quarter to be able to challenge that lead. But you at least like what you're seeing, especially after how they got off the court last year. Like, I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about that terrible effort against the Heat.
Yeah.
And frankly, knowing what happened to Terry Rozier this morning, does that make it worse?
Doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it better. I think, can I issue an apology? Because I feel like I should issue an apology. I owe an apology to Nikola Vucevic. Because I was under the impression that this man had regressed and was washed, and I don't know what's going on. He's not going to play that much. And clearly he was playing possum and taking care of his body and kind of just chilling in the preseason, going through the motions, as it were.
I'm just chilling.
Because when it was time to play an actual game, the man comes out, gives you 33 minutes. He drops a double, a strong 28 and 14 double-double. Maybe the most important thing that he did in that game, besides actually, you know, score and get points,
yeah,
is the fact that he got Jalen Duren immediately in foul trouble. Jalen Duren didn't have a rebound in the first half. Have you seen Jalen Duren play against the Bulls in years past where he just does whatever he wants in the paint?
Yes, yes.
That did not happen yesterday. I think Nikola Vucevic showed a level of determination, physicality, grit, and just grown manness that stuck with me last night. And I will not be underestimating what he can do from here on out.
Because the play-in games have no home when it comes to NBA stats. I tried to look up the box score of the play-in game last year.
Was that hard for you?
You can't. It didn't exist.
It's in the ether.
I can find it.
Is it stupid? Is it silly that they don't count those play-in stats
in a list view? Yes, it is.
I agree. That's my thought on it.
If they're playing a professional game, then it should count toward their professional stats. Like, figure out where you want to put them. Either they go to your regular season or they go to your postseason. And I understand postseason stats make you more money, but at least count them somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the Bulls settling for play-in territory, but at least count the damn stats.
What exactly did you want to know from that game? Because I have the box score right here, because I know where the hidden stats are. I know where
I need to know what Terry Rozier did in that game.
Terrazza did not play. It was a coach's decision.
Interesting.
Good decision.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, after the video we saw,
This isn't like the NCAA where they could take the win off the board. Like, okay, we're invalidating these wins where Terry Rozier took place.
They just invalidated Terry Rozier. That's what happened in that game.
Yeah, he didn't play. DMP coach's decision.
It didn't really matter because those who did play wrecked shop in that game. It came up when I was thinking about what happened this morning. Breaking news is, as you guys know, this morning, and that announcement came at 9. So we didn't have a lot of time to be able to do some back-end research.
As I look at this box score, I just do want to remind you, the Bulls never led that game. They trailed by as many as 25, and we were all like, this is what we waited for? This is what we waited for?
And I know, especially in the NBA, your last game is not going to be indicative of your next season, perhaps at all. But for me, to be able to talk about a win that counts after a loss that most certainly did, that's a nice feeling. Preseason is what it is. You're trying to get guys minutes. As you said, even with Vooch, you can't take it that seriously as an indicator of what you're going to see.
With the play-in, it just left a bad taste in your mouth, which you knew could not be removed until last night. Like, that's your lasting impression of the Bulls.
And even then, it probably can't get removed until you see the Bulls make an actual playoff series.
I'm willing to forgive you, but I can't forget.
Precisely. Our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Rahimi Harrison-Grody. On 670 The Score, talking about the Bulls win, we'll open up our phone lines to you if you want to join in the conversation, if you want to hit us up on text, which you've been doing, or join us on Twitch, 312-644-6767. Twitch is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Our crew, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Coming up next, more Bulls talk, because there are three main players in this that I think we need to discuss. Number one is the 35-year-old man at the five. We do need to talk about Nikola Vucevic. We also need to discuss Modest Bouzelis' game last night, because if that's indicative of what we're going to see this season and then some, you have reason to be excited. And of course, the guy we had on earlier this week, Josh Giddey. So we'll do that next. You can join us too. 312-644-6767. This is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.